Up next, Flora Luckman is here with our video pick of the week, and we have special treat this week, right, Flora?
It is a special treat. I think this is the kind of treat that Science Friday listeners have probably been waiting for a long time. The pick of the week this week is you, Ira. You are the
drawn
pick
and
of the
quartered.
Week. So we went out.
We went on the roads of New York.
We went on the roads of New York in Nissan's new plug-in electric vehicle, the Leaf.
The Leaf. And this is not a hybrid. This is totally plug-in.
100% electric. And you drove.
I drove it.
So if you want to get in the passenger seat, if you've been sort of, you listened to Ira in the car all these years, and now you can actually be in the car with Ira.
Yeah. Flora took our cameras out onto the streets of New York and drove around Central Park, up and around, and in the Nissan Leaf. And I own a Prius, everybody knows that. And I tried to compare it.
Yeah,
so
what did you think, actually?
I thought it was quite nice. I mean, it handled very well. It was quiet. And if you want to see our little trip around, you can go to sciencefriday.com where your video is up there.
So how did the acceleration feel to you? I think people are sort of worried that electric cars aren't going to be as powerful, or maybe they won't feel as sturdy.
You know, electric motors accelerate, I think, faster than gasoline engines.
Really?
You step on, I even said it in the video, I made the mistake of saying I step on the gas. Well, there is no gas.
Yeah, it's true, though. There's going to have to be a switch, right?
We have to find a different word. I step on the pedal. Step on the electrons. and there's immediate acceleration. You know, we who use subways and live on subways, we always feel that, you know, whoa, it's moving very quickly, immediately. That's what happens. But this is very smooth. It's very sturdy. And I thought it was, you know, a great ride.
And the quietness was really noticeable. It's funny, you know, doing video every week, I hear the background noise. And in this car, you heard nothing. You turned on the car and you couldn't hear any difference.
No, the car, you know, the car is sitting there and you say, well, turn it on. And it you push the button. It's on.
You just can't hear it.
And people were worried. I know that people you talked to saying, well, should they put an artificial engine sound in it? So on the streets, people will hear you coming. Well, you know, in New York, it doesn't matter how much noise you would put in that car.
You'd have to be very loud to be heard over everything else.
Yeah, but what's interesting is you know, you, as you're showing the video, there are plugs. You just plug it in, and it charges. It could charge rapidly or overnight.
Yeah, that was one of the things that I thought was really interesting about the car is showing the sort of, it's really like an outlet just right in the front of the grill. And there are the two sizes, and one is I think it's 240 volts. It's like your electric dryer is mm-hmm. what Mark Perry, who's the product manager, described it as. And it charges up really fast, 80% of the charge in 30 minutes if you have this sort of special
charger. And for people who are going to have these, and I know there are 30 of them, he was telling me, that are running around in test phases, you could have a special built into your garage, a special rapid charger. And, it'll, you know, of course, since it gets 100 miles on the charge, most people are not going to need to call home and recharge it during the day.
Well, this is an interesting thing. I was looking on the Leaf materials, and it sounds like depending on, and we saw this too driving, depending on the climate control and that kind mm-hmm. of stuff, you can get only 60 miles, you know, depending on the conditions.
If it's cold outside, you need that heater.
Right.
If it's hot, you need the air conditioner.
Right.
Now, this may sound like a commercial for the Leaf. It's not. You know, we want to drive all the plug-ins when they come in.
Yeah.
I know that China has one. And this one is not available immediately, is it? We have to wait.
No, you have to wait. You have to have, first of all, I think there are no new reservations for this car. So even if you fell in love with it, mm-hmm. it would be hard to get it. And I think deliveries begin in December. So it's not even actually on the roads yet.
And it's over $30,000 for the car, but you get an incredible tax break on this and a refund. Right?
Yeah, and there was actually an article in Today's Times just about all of these refunds you get.
If you get the refund for like $7,500, and if you have a state tax, that gets canceled, the tax. So you can get almost $10,000 return on the car. And I'm just hoping it opens up the new era of plug-ins, because we'd all like to have more plug-ins, I think. And I'd love to take some more rides in them. So.
And I think we'd like to make more videos of it. So one special shout out, because this video, you know, the real treat of this video is some music that was put together by John Boswell of the Symphony of Science. And you may be one of the millions of people who've seen his handiwork in the Carl Sagan Auto-Tune video.
And that's how we'll go out today.
we got some overhead lifters and four barrel plant. Oh yeah.
That's
yeah.
me. Is that me?
That's you.
I'll read the credits over it. Our program was produced by senior producer Annette Heist, producer Christopher Taliata, Spanish language producer Alessia Bayak, our science and arts producer Catherine Wells. Charles Berkowitz is our director. Flora is our multimedia editor. Our intern is Anna Rothschild, who also worked the camera in the car today.
Very good job this weekend.
Go, Anna. And Neil Rausch, our technical director, Manola Weatherall, sitting in the co-pilot seat today. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.